The Lord be with you.
And with
you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law of the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Many say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. About 200 years ago, in the time of Saint Alphonsus of Liguori, who was the founder of the Congregation of the Most Holy Redeemer, we call them the Redemptorists, when there was a popular mission in Italy, Europe, most likely the churches would be jam-packed. One is because of the eloquence of someone like St. Alphonsus, but also because 200 years ago, 250 years ago, the primary source of learning would have been through the preaching of the priests, because this would have been before the Industrial Revolution at the time of Charles Dickens and John Bosco. And it was a very agrarian society. That means a farming society. So the essential source of knowledge would be basically through the priests and the monks and the Benedictines that would be writing, copying the manuscripts and copying the Bible. Things have changed a lot in the past 200 years. In the first reading, in the Gospel reading, the basic idea is that teachers have to teach the fullness of the truth, not to add or subtract anything, but give the fullness of the truth. When I was going to school at Villanova in 74, reading was the basic source in which we would learn. This is back, 50 years ago. But today your young people, teenagers, children, they live in a world more of the image than of the written word. Not to deny the written word, I write books and I publish them. So nothing wrong with reading books, okay? So I'd like to give you people five basic sources in how you can educate yourself. Are you listening? Okay, five basic sources. One would be through daily homilies. We give them free of charge, okay? Listening to the Word of God, listening to the commentary, and turning this into live stream so that other people can actually hear and watch this homily I'm giving at the same time that you're watching it. But then reading. All of you should always have a good book or two that you're reading. Always. Always have a good book. At home, when you're at the doctor's office, you're on a plane. I was traveling the last week and I probably read a good 100 pages of the faith explained by Leo Treese, Scepter Press, read it. I think one of the best books on catechism that's been written over the past 100 years. So preaching, reading. But another source would be this. Listening. Now, if we have any teachers here, you know, there are different means by which we learn. Through teaching, but also there are people that have more of an audio memory. What that means is they have an audio memory. They're able to listen and learn a lot by listening. Your friend St. John Bosco had a photographic memory. Did you know that? So did Fulton Sheen. So did John Bosco. And so do all of you. You have photographic memories, right? We wish that we had, right? So I would suggest that all of you get in the habit of, if you have time, listening to relevant radio. Okay? Have you heard of it? A lot of good programs. I feel that Patrick Madrid is about the best formed layperson I've ever heard in my life. A man, he's got 11 to 12 kids. He really knows his faith well. He's on from 6 to 9 o'clock every morning. He's very good. Highly intelligent. He's well-mannered. When people come at him and sometimes they go after him, he's very calm, explains himself well. 10 o'clock, Monsignor Stuart Swetland, who's a professor at Donnelly College in Kansas City, he's highly educated. He really knows his faith. Father Matthew Spencer at 4 o'clock, a young priest who was just elected to be the provincial of the Oblates of St. Joseph, knows his stuff. So I find myself listening to relevant radio. And if you have the app, very top, you can get Conversation with God read by Chuck Neff, which is about 11 minutes a day, which would be the commentary on the readings for the day. So I really believe that we should take advantage of the audio means by which we can learn. Then, of course, TV, EWTN. Last year, I had the privilege of being on the program with Mitch Pacwa. And also, I was interviewed by Doug Keck on my books. So I was on EWTN over the past year. So EWTN is probably the best Catholic TV programming in the world. No? Started by Mother Angelica. You've heard of her. What else? Good websites. You know, all of you should have a couple of good websites that you're able to get into. Also, blog articles. I have a blog article published every week in Catholic Exchange for the past 5 years. And those are short essays of about 1,000 to 2,000 words. Don't be daunted. 1,000 words is only 2 pages, okay? So my interpretation of the gospel today is this. The primary teachers in the family are you parents. How many parents here? Well, I see a lot of professors here, huh? Profes, you're professors. You're the professors, you're the teachers. So the more that you can learn the truth, the better parents you're going to be. But don't forget, put into practice what you're teaching. Amen.